Hello, my name is Christina Artemis. My life dramatically changed in 1980 when I was fortunate enough to train in integrative breath therapy, rebirthing as it was then known. I have called it breath mastery. I trained with the founder, Leonard Orr, from the USA, and other major teachers like Sondra Ray and Deepak Chopra. I was so blown away by the power of the breath to transform on all levels that I decided this was the healing technique I had been looking for. This tutorial is designed to encourage conscious breathing as a daily practice and teach simple introductory techniques to get the most out of the 7 Keys to Personal Power series of audio tapes and other webinars and workshops. There are many methods of breathwork. Singers and Shakespearean actors must learn breath control to project their voices. There is mastery of breath for martial arts and yoga breathing exercises for meditation. The master activation key that I use as a foundation tool for all my work is the technique of conscious connected breathing, very similar to the ancient techniques of Kriya Yoga and Pranayama. However, it has been developed to appeal to a more Western approach. Breath mastery, the power of conscious breathing to increase the life force, ultimately healing body, mind, and spirit. Breathing techniques have been used for centuries to raise consciousness. Our bodies are composed of energy and information. By working with specific breathing techniques, we are increasing the oxygen and life force throughout every cell. That in itself awakens the aspects of self that are hidden in the shadow self, bringing blockages and suppressed emotions to the surface so that we can understand and release old patterns. A great yogic master, Yogananda, said in his book, Autobiography of a Yogi, "We can heal all ills of the mind, body, emotions and spirit by learning to breathe consciously." Now, I would like you to sit comfortably on a straight back chair, feet apart, placed firmly on the ground. Open the mouth and make sure the jaw is relaxed. Take a deep inhale in and out through the mouth like a big sigh. Let it go as if it were from the top, snapping it free. Try a couple of times. There's the snap. Now try to take the breath from the tummy and bring it all the way up to the chest. Take long, full breaths. Just practice a moment. Do it with me. Now let's try some shorter rhythmic breaths. Still through the mouth, and place your hand flat in the centre of your chest and move the breath in that area. Try it with me. I'm just breathing in the top of my chest, in the centre of my chest. Try to make them circular and smooth and round and keep the tummy relaxed. Let's try again. Yes, don't make it too quick. Don't do and neither make it too slow. There's no dynamism in that. So let's try one more time. Keeping your hand in the center of your chest, move the breath in that area, rhythmic and short and circular. Do you get the idea? Okay, circular means connecting the inhale to the exhale and the exhale to the inhale in a continuous and relaxed rhythm. It takes a little practice to really get it circular with no gaps at the top and the bottom. I find it helps to think of the waves of the sea in a continuous movement. Now, these next exercises are very simple but require a few simple rules to make them really effective. They consist of doing a 20 connected breath sequence. So, number one, we will take 4 short rhythmic breaths, like we did just now, and 1 long full breath. We do that 4 times, making it a 20 connected breath sequence. There's another rule too. Number two, we breathe in and out through the mouth or in and out through the nose, not alternate. Many people at the gym, for instance, breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. This is not the same. Number three, the breathing is circular. In other words, we don't hold our breath at all. There is no gap at the top or bottom of the breath. Number four, the breathing is rhythmic, not too slow. Right, let's try that. Just make sure your feet are really firmly on the ground, and you can put your hand in the center of your chest if you wish. But remember, when we're doing the 4 short, that's where it starts. And then we do the big long one through the from the tummy up to the top of the chest. Here we go. Right, relax. I'm sure you're feeling a little bit dizzy or slightly more energy flooding through the body. That's quite normal. Just be relaxed. Now, let's try the same sequence in and out through the nose. If your nose feels blocked, it helps to kind of sniff it out as if you were flaring your nostrils. I'll just demonstrate that. So it's a bit like, try not to make it too forced, but try to find a, because, just trying to find a way of doing it. I'll do it again. Okay, now we're going to do the 4 rhythmic breaths and 1 long full breath, but this time through the nose. Here we go. Just a few more gentle through the nose, relaxing. You'll feel a little more balanced with the nose breathing. These are simple introductory exercises which are a really good start. However, the real work begins when you are lying down and maintaining the circular breathing for up to an hour. This is best done with the support of a professional breath mastery teacher. It is powerful and can bring to the surface strong feelings in the body, mind, and emotions that have been suppressed. That is what the Breath Mastery teacher supports you in. The benefits of conscious breathing is that it increases the energy levels in the body. The feel-good factor kicks in as the endorphins increase. More oxygen flows through all parts of the body, especially the brain. Toxins in our body are released through breathing. If we continue the conscious breathing, we move into a state of greater mindfulness. Other benefits. The immune system is strengthened through increased oxygen from breathing more fully and freely. Relaxation and stress release. Any emotional, mental problems and depression are cleared up. Conscious breathing improves conditions of chronic tiredness, asthma, chest pains, loss of energy or libido. Better understanding of negative patterns of behaviour, including addictions. Of course, your Breath Mastery teacher will help you with this too. Improved relationships in personal and working life. With conscious breathing, you can dissolve fears, doubts and anxieties, plus lowering blood pressure. And finally, but by no means least, enhanced spiritual awareness.